Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the first day of our Easter reflections. We've called them moments of hope, and they take us along Jesus' journey as we approach Good Friday and then, of course, Easter Sunday. And each day we're going to be looking at a particular part of that journey and the hope that it gives us. So today's reflection is taken from Isaiah 53, verses 4 to 5, and we've called it the prophecy of hope. Now, when we talk about hope, this isn't the kind of soft, vague hope that we throw around all the time when we say things like, you know, I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow, or I hope I pass my driving test, or I hope things just magically work out for themselves. That kind of hope is more like wishful thinking, you know, fingers crossed, no guarantees. What Isaiah is talking about is something very, very different. It's a different kind of hope. It's a gritty hope, a hope that costs something. A hope that takes hanging on when everything within us wants to let go. It's the kind of hope that isn't passive. It's a choice, a decision that we make. It's something that we fight for when we feel that we're in the dark and that God feels silent. It's the kind of hope that says, I don't see the way through this right now, but I'm choosing to believe that God is still here, still working, still writing a story, still writing my story that is bigger than what I can see right now. Isaiah 53 says this, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. I love that word, surely. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Now this was written hundreds of years before Jesus ever arrived on the scene, and yet it's so specific. So raw. It's like Isaiah had already seen it all unfold. Every bit of Jesus' suffering wasn't random. It was part of a plan rooted in love, in redemption, and in hope, years before Jesus arrived. Now that tells us something really big, that God sees the whole picture, even when we don't. Even when everything else around us tells us that things are falling apart, he hasn't lost the thread. He hasn't lost the plot. I don't know about you, but I've had moments in my life where hope has felt really far away. When prayers have seemed to bounce off the ceiling, and when I've wondered if God had just gone quiet on me. But Isaiah reminds us that even when we feel forgotten, God is still moving. His silence isn't absence. His delay is not denial. He's still present. He's still working. He's still bringing something out of the ashes. So I asked myself today, and maybe it's a question you might want to ask yourself at the beginning of this Easter week, where do I need to choose hope? Not the fluffy kind, the wishful thinking kind, but the gritty kind. Where in my life do I need to trust that God is still writing a redemptive story, even if I can't see the ending yet? Because if Jesus can carry our pain, and he can take our wounds and our brokenness, then there is no part of my story or your story that he cannot redeem. And that's the kind of hope that we are invited to in the beginning of this Easter week. Having said all that, I know it's not always easy, and it doesn't feel easy, but it's real, and it's worth holding on to. Father God, thank you that you are the author of hope, not the shallow kind that fades, but the deep, unshakable kind that holds us when life gets heavy. Thank you that before we ever saw the cross, you had already written our redemption story, that even in our hardest moments, you are present, working purpose out of pain, beauty out of brokenness, giving us the courage to hope. So help us, because it's not always easy, but because you are faithful. Help us to cling to you when we can't see the way forward, and to trust you that you are still at work in the waiting. Let your promise be louder than our fear. Let your light shine into every shadow, and let the truth of Isaiah's word rise in us like a fire. By his wounds, we are healed, and today we choose the kind of hope, the gritty, bold, life-changing kind of hope, the hope we find in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Happy Easter, folks. Lots of love.